Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jim Wynn. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting third. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Burrotite. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the New York Mets, Carl Willie. And now, play ball. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive towards the mound. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hicks. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Wynn scores. Goss goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Astros. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gonder moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Hicks reaches second base with a double. Gonder scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 2-1, Astros. Larry Brohite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohite is walked intentionally. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-2, Mets. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don McMahon now pitching. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bateman for a passed ball. Hunt moves to second. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-1 in the game. Harkness strikes out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-1 in the game. Snider hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. Snider reaches second base with a double. Hunt scores. It's 6-2, Mets. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Snider moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Gonder moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-1 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-1 in the game. Temple hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Mets. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Wynn hits a line drive towards third. Hickman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-1 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Hicks hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brodtke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brodtke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brodtke takes first base on ball 4. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brodtke. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Brodtke steals second. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Willie strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Brodtke scores. It's 7-3, Mets. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-2 in the game. Harkness takes first base on ball 4. Jim Umbrick now pitching. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Snider strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Goss takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brodtke fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Fazio pinch hits for Jim Umbricht. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-2 in the game. Spangler hits a pop-up towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Zachary now pitching. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gonder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gonder. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Gonder steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hicks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gonder scores. It's 8-3, Mets. Larry Brodtke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brodtke is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Brodtke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels is hit by the pitch. Temple moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness juggles the ball. That's an error on Harkness. Temple scores. Runnels moves to third. It's 8-to-4, Mets. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Runnels scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-to-5, Mets. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Goss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 5. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Carl Willie. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harkness strikes out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Jay Hook now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bateman is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Campbell pinch hits for Chris Zachary. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-3 in the game. Spangler hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 5. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Drott now pitching. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hicks hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Runnels hits a line drive towards short. Burrait reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Staub moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 5. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Burrait is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrait is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Burrait hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook bunts towards the mound. Drott juggles the ball. That's an error on Drott. Burrait moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Burrait moves to third. Hook moves to second. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burrait scores. Hook moves to third. Hunt moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Mets. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harkness hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Snider hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hook tags and scores. Hunt tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-5, Mets. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Gonder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-5, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing left field. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Goss takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Dick Drott. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hook juggles the ball. That's an error on Hook. Goss moves to second. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-4 in the game. Spangler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a line drive into left field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Astros 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Dixon now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-4 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels fields the ball and throws to Dixon covering. Safe. Hickman moves to second. Larry Brautite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brautite is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Brautite hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hickman moves to third. Hicks moves to second. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0-for-0 in the game. Hook hits a fly ball towards center. Goss settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Goss. Hickman tags and scores. Hicks tags and moves to third. Brautite tags and moves to second. It's 12-5, Mets. Al Moran pinch hits for Ron Hunt. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hicks scores. Brautite moves to third. Hook moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-5, Mets. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brautite tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 14-5, Mets. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Harkness hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Snider strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 14, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Al Moran now playing shortstop. Larry Brautite now playing second base. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 14, and Houston Astros, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.